One brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and we are, you're getting set for a barbecue.
We are certainly getting set. It is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
So we're, I think, what, 6 weeks somewhere?
That would be, without pulling out a calendar and counting weeks, it sounds right, but that about 6 weeks to Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very excited. We're still, it's still in the works. You know, we still think, we had more hammered out by now. But some of that stuff just kind of comes together as the weeks go on. So
you're veterans. This is your 21st year of doing a barbecue. You pretty much know what's going on by now.
We do. We have a pretty good system. And really, that is just because of our wonderful committee that comes on and joins us and helps us really plan that whole thing out. If it wasn't for them, it would just be a few of us staff members running around like crazy trying to figure it out.
You and the mariachis. It'll be
that would be it. So, no, we're very excited. Yeah, 21 years out there. And hopefully the weather will hold out like it usually does. Yeah. And we already have some wonderful silent auction items and some great live auction items coming out. Our sponsorships are doing really well.
Still room for some more, by the way.
There is. I was going to say, now is still the time. It's 6 weeks is now kind of getting out on people's radars, And so if you are looking to sponsor a table, there's still plenty of time to do that. Just either give us a call or you can stop by Elder Care or shoot us an email.
Or go to eldercarebbq.com.
.org. Yeah, eldercarebbq.com or org. It doesn't matter. We have both. So that way it kind of drives you to the right page. So you can purchase a ticket, either individual tickets there or a table there. Yeah. I always think it's better to come with a big group of people. So yeah,
get your company name out there on a table or just reserve for the, Ennis family or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. So now is the time to buy tickets. So our individual tickets are up for sale. So it's not just sponsorships on tables. It is actually tickets as well. So you can go out now onto that eldercarebbq.org site and you can buy one ticket. You can buy as many tickets as you would like. You can purchase tables there. You can come by Elder Care and go ahead and pick up a physical ticket if that makes you feel more comfortable. We've already sent out our invitations. If you're on that mailing list, if you've asked to be on that, those will be out in the mail. You can sign up in the mail and send them back. So there's lots of opportunities now to go out and purchase a ticket or a table and come join us for the last barbecue at the Mullendore Ranch. So again, not the last barbecue, just the last barbecue at the Mullendore Ranch. So now is the time to come out and see that beautiful location. Enjoy the peacefulness that really is out there. It's so peaceful. Great silent live auctions to benefit Elder Care. And if anything, a good time to dance and eat some barbecue.
There you go. Dancing to the music of Clint Musselwhite.
Yeah, this year we're doing something a little different. We are going to have a DJ instead of a band. It's a little different and we don't know how to feel about it, but we wanted to try it out and see how it goes. So Clint Musselwhite is going to come out and he's going to DJ for us, and that's going to give a lot of opportunity at the end of the night to make some requests when you're ready to dance and get out there. So we're very excited. He's so wonderful. And so, again, a great time to come out and see that atmosphere one more time before we change venues next year.
That's right. And I'm looking forward to finding out when that's going to happen and where it's going to be, because the future is always exciting. Yeah,
the future is exciting. And I wish that I could give you a hint, but we are actually just not there.
Even if you knew, I wouldn't expect you to tell me.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's funny. We sit there and like, what about? And we're like, you know what? That's later. Right now, we're going to focus on this beautiful place that we have and really just make it the best last barbecue at the Mullendore Ranch that we can do. So you're going to want to come out and see those little surprises that we have there.
Well, of course, the things that I expect to happen after 20 years of history. First of all, a great barbecue, excellent music, good fun, friends and fellowship out there as well. And then the silent auction tent is just filled with neat buys that if you're the right bidder, you can take home and enjoy.
Absolutely. We have some great things out there. I just thought to tell you one of my favorite things that's come in so far. We have lots of sponsors, but this person's actually delivered their item to us, and it is these beautiful handmade wine corks out of wood. They are just beautiful. And so what we've done, because we're having so many beautiful things, and it's really hard to describe, like in the radio or anything, is that we've actually started a Facebook page for the good, the bad, the barbecue, and we're out there and we're posting those pictures of the items as they come in, so you kind of get a sneak peek of what we have. So if you're interested in kind of figuring out what we have before you get out there, go ahead and find the good, the bad, the barbecue on Facebook, like that page, and you'll see all those sneak peeks as we get closer.
Sounds good. You can't bid online though. You have to be at the barbecue to bid.
You have to be at the barbecue to bid. Yes, we haven't moved to that technology of pre-bidding on anything yet. But you know, we like to keep some of that stuff kind of simple when you get out there. But the other thing is, we are, again, of the last couple of years, we've had that express checkout, mm-hmm. Where you can pre-register your credit card right as you get to the event, and then you can, if you win an item, you just go home with it. You don't come back to our checkout table. You don't see us. We email you a receipt, and it makes it really easy, because at the end of the night, we want you to focus on having a good time on the dance floor, picking up your item and leaving, and not having to come and figure out, did I give you a credit card? Do I need to get you a check? Just let us pre-register your card, and then you'll be done with it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, and Roger does a great job on the live auction. And those things, there are some things that I expect to be there. There'll be a jewelry item, there at least one. There'll be a trip to a ball game. There'll be a trip to like a ski lodge or something like that. But the point is, these are all marvelous things and certainly well worth the bidding price that you get. By the way, it is a fundraiser.
Exactly. No, we have some wonderful live auction items. Roger really does a great job on that. But that's the whole point. It is a really fun atmosphere. And so our goal is, when you come out, one, we want you to know about who Elder Care is if you don't. But if you're out there, it is a fundraiser. It's our one fundraiser a year. It's really what we rely on. And so if you're like, well, I'm debating on getting a table or not, you know, we encourage to go ahead and do that, because that is just, it is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so we're so thankful for it, though. It is amazing every year to go out there and see the amount of people who come out to the event and the amount of support that we have in our community. I know so many nonprofits feel the same way. We have just such a generous community. And so we just thank you. If you've been to the barbecue in the past and you have supported us, thank you so much. If you are coming back out again, we want to say thank you again for supporting us another year, because, you know, we wouldn't be able to do all of the amazing programs we do for not just aging individuals in our community, but their families in there and their loved ones, if it wasn't for the support of the community.
Yeah, and the opportunity just to help continue to provide those happy, healthy lives. It's great, you know?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's a big thing for us, and this event's always a big undertaking, and it's fun. I mean, we groan sometimes, like, oh, man. But it is fun when we get out there. The energy is so wonderful, and it is a great time to kind of disconnect. You're so far out. Yes, you get wireless signal, but it's a little spotty. Be aware, if you've never been, it's a little spotty out there, but it's kind of nice because you can put all of that stuff aside and just focus on great food and music and friends and kind of be out a little bit into the nature.
Yeah, it would not be worth your time, but if you're looking for cell service out there, you need to put up a sign. You know, for Sprint, stand here. For U.S. Cellular, stand here. For AT&T, stand here.
It's true. It does. You know, there are certain areas that are better for certain carriers, that's for sure. But if you can, you know, disconnect for just a couple short hours, you know, you leave feeling a little bit better. It's always a good thing to disconnect for a little bit.
It is. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the barbecue. Saturday of Mother's Day weekend, the 21st annual occurrence of the barbecue. And we will continue with Jennifer Ennis when we talk about Elder Care in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Jennifer Ennis, and again, inviting you to get your tickets online, eldercarebbq.org. It's going to be a fun time at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch. And, of course, the highway construction is all done, so you don't have to worry about the detour or what route do I take or how do I get there. You just follow the road.
Yeah, this year we didn't have to drive out a couple different times and understand the best way to direction. So, yeah, the route's back open to just going ahead, the simple. So what we love about that is when you get your ticket, if you get a physical ticket. If you buy online, you're going to get an electronic ticket that you can print out, and then there's a map with that. But on the back of our physical tickets, there's a map. Yeah. We didn't write anything out because it almost makes more sense to just follow the...
Follow the yellow brick road.
Exactly. So it's wonderful. But if you're sitting there thinking, why might I want to buy a table? Why might I want to come out? You know, and again, it's to benefit elder care. And so what we do, if you're not familiar, I hope that you have some, everyone who's listening has some
Everybody's
idea,
been there.
Is that we have programming that is meant to enhance and help as we age. So aging happens to everybody. It's not... It's not a secret. It happens.
It's not a good thing to stop aging, you know?
Exactly. And so that can get a little complicated sometimes, and it gets a little stressful, whether that means you're trying to navigate getting onto Medicare for the first time, or whether it is that it's a little harder to get up from the recliner this time and things are starting to hurt,
yeah.
Whether it is... a little bit of memory, you know, I'm starting to struggle with remembering things. I'm concerned, is this normal? Is this not normal? Any of those questions. My parents are moving here. They've lived, you know, in Chicago forever, and they're going to come here.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I'm not going there.
But they're
going
to come here because we have new grandkids, and they're excited. So how can I help, you know, get them engaged in the community? Because it's different, you know, when you're older and you're coming in, you probably don't have the friends from your career or from church, and it can be stressful to move to a new community and not even sure how to get involved. How do I meet people?
How do I get plugged into a community that it's all new?
Exactly. And so that is our whole mission, is to provide those things for you, to answer the questions that we can, if we can't, to get you connected with an agency that can get those questions, and then to provide the programs for things like physical therapy and keeping you on your feet and strong and moving so that you can enjoy these retirement years, to a social networking group, to let somebody who's new in our community meet somebody and really understand how to get involved, all the way to a doctor who can say, you know what, no, that's really probably part of your normal aging process. I wouldn't be concerned about that memory loss versus, you know, let's explore that a little bit. And so those are the things we do. And that fundraiser is to support us being a resource in this community for anybody who's aging, anybody coming in who's older, or anybody who has an aging parent or a grandparent or someone, a neighbor that they just love to help out and realize, oh, they need a little assistance. That's what we're here for, because, again, everybody ages. Everyone's going to get there. And so there has to be resources. There has to be a way to navigate something that seems simple, but really isn't always simple.
Yeah, no, it's not always simple. And if you've never needed a particular service, if you've never had a balance check just to, you know, to see how are you doing, do you need some, a little bit of physical therapy on this or that, it's just, it doesn't take long, it's not hard, but you've never had to do it before.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's like an article we had in the paper a while back that I love, our facility manager wrote, and it's like, why you might consider a grab bar in your bathroom.
I saw that.
Yeah, and that's the point. I mean, we don't install grab bars. Absolutely not. But yeah, what we do is we have plenty of people in town that can do that. And it's just providing that resource for somebody that says, this is something to think about. I mean, yeah, you may not use it, but when you get there, because there's a part where it's like, man, I wonder if I need to use a cane. Okay, well, great, but do you know the best way to use a cane or which one works for your body?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just us helping answer those questions, because it's not simple. It's not as simple as the question. There's usually quite a few little avenues you have to explore when you're trying to answer something.
And then you're, you know, there for the summertime. You're there with your cool room project. And when it comes to flu shot season, you're there for that. And, you know, what is Medicare Part D anyway, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's all, we try to really think all inclusively about this whole process. And then on top of that, we really want to focus on caregiving. So at some point, you may find yourself in a caregiving role that you didn't anticipate, whether that means you're helping an aging parent or whether it means you're helping helping a spouse. Something happened and now you're kind of more of a caregiver. Well, that can be a really stressful time, not just because you don't really know maybe how to advocate the best way for that person and you want to learn the best way to do that. Or it's you've been doing it for so long and you're getting a little tired and it can be hard. And so you need other people to just talk to about how it can be difficult sometimes. Or maybe it's not difficult, but hey, I had this great idea and I want to pass it on because it really worked well for us. It's just a support system. And so we want to focus not just on people who might need our program, but for those who are helping anybody, because it takes a village to raise. It really, you know, the thing is, it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to live.
Yeah.
It takes our whole lives. We need a whole village. And so we have to support everybody that's kind of involved in that aging process.
Well, and all the things that just the aging process brings with it, you know, you have worked every day since you were in high school and all of a sudden you're facing retirement and what do you do and what am I going to do with my time, you know?
Yeah, and usually everyone has a really great plan for the good for 6 months, maybe even 2 or 3 years, but at some point that plan kind of runs out and you're like, okay, well, I've done everything that I wanted to do in retirement, relatively everything, and
yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
I mean, from helping you get plugged into a volunteer experience to those social activities. Yeah, there's always a, well, now what? Now what do I do? And then that's the same thing that I think we get all the time where it's, I'm almost 65, and you're like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel, but I'm at this age that I have this kind of responsibility.
There's this magic number.
That I have.
It's not the 16, not the 21, not the ones I was looking forward to, you know?
Yeah, and that, I think that's a perfect example all the time of, I need to get a hip replacement. Well, now what? What do I do now? Like, how do I move forward? I've gotten this news and I don't. We want to help you find that those answers to that now what question. Now what do we do? And so that's what you're supporting if you come to the barbecue. That is what you're helping us achieve in our community, is to be a resource for the aging process, for anybody who's already there, anybody who's going to get there, and anybody involved in that system.
Well, and you've got the other resources that are there, Brighter Living, or for that matter, Daybreak, that just, you know, services that will make your life easier after you've already reached that milestone age of whatever it is that you've reached.
Absolutely. You know, and that's our goal too, is connecting the dots. So, you know, everyone always feels like it's retirement and then you live forever by yourself for 10, 20 years and then you go to a nursing home and that's it. That's the line. That's not the line. It's not how it has to go. And so there are so many options. And then the question is, when you're presented with them, how do I know what's the best choice? And so we try and offer out solutions so that maybe you don't have to make a choice up front about, oh, I don't want to move into an assisted living community at this point. Not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just not my cup of tea. Well, great. We have a Brighter Living program that can help bring someone into your home to help you just not have to make that decision if you're not ready to.
Yeah.
To Daybreak, where, you know, I live with my children now and I love that, but I am driven a little bit crazy by it. So I'm going to come to Daybreak and I'm going to spend the whole day there and I'm going to interact and I'm going to have a good time.
Find some people who have the same memories you do, you know?
Exactly. And so we have so many programs and I would love to sit here and just tell about every single one of them, but
We'll schedule that for next month.
Yeah, for next month. You know, we'll talk about it. And we're here every month to just make sure that whatever we're doing, the community's aware about. And whether it's a special thing like flu shots when they come up, or the barbecue, or maybe it's a vision screening. We want to pour into our community. And so come out. The whole point is to come out to the barbecue, support us so that we can continue to support the community as well. And then if you have a question about aging, give us a call. We'd love to answer it. And if we can't, we have tons of friends that would probably be very happy to answer that for you.
Yeah, don't bring it up at the barbecue. We're too busy having fun that night. Wait till next, you know, the Monday after.
Oh, never. Yeah. If you bring it up at the barbecue, every one of our employees will stop and want to talk with you. I mean, we love talking about what we do. And that is hopefully visible to anybody who walks in the door. We want to tell you what we do because we just love it. And so if you've never been to our building, you can come to an open house the first Monday of every month. You know, we're right over by Walmart on Swan Drive. So if you're like, okay, I want to check this place out, come visit us. We'd love to have you come through our door, take you on a tour, see what we do there. If you're looking for physical therapy or a primary care physician, we have those options available. So visit us at 1223 Swan Drive. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on our website, which is abouteldercare.org. That's different from the barbecue website, yep, which is eldercarebbq.org. That's specific to our fundraiser. Or you can always just give us a call at 918-336-8500, and we can do anything on the phone, too.
That sounds like a complete package there. Again, get your tickets. We'll tell you more about it next month, but you'll be right up on the deadline for that. So get your tickets this week, okay? Again, eldercarebbq.org. Jennifer Ennis this morning in for our Community Connection, talking about elder care. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean.